Hey guys, Rick and Duke, welcome to another episode of Warhog Words of Wisdom. So this one here, I'm going to title Hypocrites. And let me just start by saying this. I'm going to say that and I'm going to kind of give you my explanation why. But with current day events, again, you know, my thoughts, my prayers go out to the families of those who have been lost in whatever violence going on that has been shaped around the world. But I want to specifically address some things going on here in the U.S. that I don't know why people are losing sight of holding individuals responsible versus items or entities. So before we get in there, let's just do some quick housekeeping. Guys, do me a quick favor. Make sure you guys check out warhog.com, kellydefense.com. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter. Don't forget, you can go from there over to the OTR training on demand, kind of a new thing we're launching. Super excited about that one. Don't forget, check out our industry partners page, all kinds of savings there. We've got our Patreon as well. So patreon.com/onTheRange podcast for our monthly Zoom calls, or bi-monthly, I should say, Zoom calls with me and Mark. Don't forget, whatever platform you're listening to, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating, review, all that other good stuff. Greatly appreciated. And don't forget on those YouTube channels, make sure you're passing that stuff on. Same thing. Subscribe, like, comment, do all that good stuff to beat the algorithm. Why? Because we're coming to you live from the corner of 5th and Main. That's right. Trying to beat this whole AI thing. And I've got to get on that beast a little bit because here's the deal, guys. We are in some super scary times, in my opinion. Scary in the sense of there are things out of our control that we're starting to see people do. So for example, up in Canada, basically the Canadians are going to start being communist Chinese. So they're going to limit what the Chinese people can actually receive up there as far as content goes. So if you remember my last episode, kind of the corner of 5th and Main, we talked about this whole AI and how we can adjust things. And it's funny because it plays right into this episode of Hypocrites that I'm going to talk about, but there are so many things manipulated. It's starting to get out of control, man. It's like, who do you trust? Who do you believe? What information is real? But I want to give you a stat before we start this thing. And here's the deal. The best thing I could find, kind of doing some research out there, was from the U.S. Department of Transportation 2017 document. Teens between 15 and 19 in 2017, 229 were killed by being a distracted driver. So they correlate, their death was they were texting, tweeting, emailing, doing whatever with their phones in 2017. Now, I try to do numerous different reference searches, teens killed by mass shooting versus texting. Or even if you try to Google teens killed by, or teens killed while texting, you know what? It won't come up. You won't get the info. So right there, it's suppressing. So the reason I dubbed this thing Hypocrites, and again, I don't, trust me, down in Texas, that was a tragedy. I am not downplaying any of these mass shootings at all. I'm not downplaying a one. But hear me out. Why is it we've got everyone on the bandwagon? We need more gun laws. We need more reform. We need to do this. Yet, at least in 2017, 229 teens were killed while texting and driving. And we haven't once iota said anything about the phone. Why don't we ban phones, right? So we're sitting there going, oh, we should raise the age in, you know, that they can buy AR-15. Okay, what are we going to do for phone restrictions? So if you really want to start going down these roads and suppressing rights, oh, a right that says shall not be infringed. Okay. What are we doing about these phones? Because these phones are killing people, you know, and this is just teens, right? I'm just looking at teens, not the entire number of people killed being distracted drivers. Why don't we put more law on the books for driving? Why don't we put more law on the books for texting? Why don't we do all this other stuff? So why is it when a tragedy happens, we go right to the tool and we don't look at the root cause problem? So you look at these people that are involved in these mass shootings. They're not of sound mind, right? They've got something wrong. Something's amiss. Whatever it may be. They were picked on. They were whatever. And they're going to go shoot innocent little kids because they think they're doing something to venge themselves, right? When in essence, they're in essence cowards. You know, the big response to everybody is we need more laws. Okay. And here's the thing. I'm about, you know, I don't want to see people killed, right? But here's the deal. Ban the AR-15, we say. Okay, well, we had the assault weapons ban. You know what that did? 10 years and nothing. Didn't change a single iota, nothing. We've got Chicago, has some of the strictest gun laws in this country, and it's murder capital one, and they're burning people down left and right. How can this be? They've got the strictest laws. Yet, we sit there and go, we need more laws. The laws don't work. How come nobody ever addresses the number of individuals who are legally carrying a firearm that stop some type of catastrophic event? We don't. We never touch on it, but the information's out there. And I actually think it was DOJ. I'd have to go back and look, and I apologize. I think I actually found a document from FBI. I believe it was 2020 or 2021. I apologize for not having my facts together. But there were like 10 shootings that were stopped because of armed citizens. Never mentioned, right? Not one iota mention of that ever. So this is where I say we're hypocrites, right? We sit there and want to blame the tool. Okay. For all the people that are killed in automobile accidents, why aren't we blaming them? Why aren't we doing more car restrictions? Why aren't we banning alcohol? Okay. For whatever reason, this country is hell-bent on restricting firearms. And to me, I think it's all this backdoor deal because, again, if I unarm the population, then I become the subjects to whatever government wants to do, whatever. You know, we've got so many other things that are basic atrocities that we don't bat an eye. And again, I am not downplaying any of these mass shootings or any death by firearm. I'm not downplaying one, right? What I'm trying to do is get you, the viewer, listener, to start thinking. You have to be very careful, right? Because there's a narrative being pumped. We're seeing a narrative where if you try to research information, at least online, you're not going to find it, or you're not going to find specifically what you're looking for if they don't want you to find it. You know, just like what I brought up earlier, Canada. Canada is restricting what information comes in. Sounds pretty much like communist China. And this is why I just caution you guys, right? Let me say this number. Hundreds of thousands of people globally are human trafficked, are stuck in slavery, are just living horrible conditions. And God only knows how many are dying there, right? How do you know when you get stolen, trafficked people, right? You don't. We don't bat an eye. So I sit there and go, why is it that we have the tragedy, but we're picking this one to go, we've got to stop. We've got to do something. We've got to take guns. And trust me, the loss of children lives, loss of any life, I'm not saying it at all. I'm just going, why? Why aren't we looking at solutions, how to fix the problem? Why aren't we sitting there addressing going, shockingly, we've got a country that, in my opinion, is absolutely mentally screwed in the head. Why? Because you've got all these people pumping crap, especially in these kids and these young adults. You're putting rubbish in their brains. Whether it's these teachers pushing their agendas, whether it's the government pushing their crap, whether it's the entertainment industry pushing their crap. And oh, by the way, the phone. We won't even get into that. And the crap, rubbish, trash that's on that thing, right? But we don't care. We won't mention that. We won't mention anything about people that don't know which side is up, down, left, right. Nobody cares. And I just sit there and I look at my fellow Americans and I go, God bless each and every one of you, right? Love you all. Gave 29 years to this great country so you can enjoy the very freedoms of whatever you want. However, I think we're getting to a point where enough's enough. Get off your soapboxes. Get off sitting there blaming firearms for the problem in this country. How about we take some personal responsibility? We've got broken families all over the place. Nobody wants to address that. We've got an economy that's sitting there rip-roaring out of control. Nobody wants to say nothing about that. God knows how many hundreds of thousands of people, even in this country, are humanly trafficked, right? We sit there and have this magical event every year called the Super Bowl where, it is the number one event for human trafficking, and yet we do nothing about it. You know, pedophilia is out of control. Oh, and then we got people, oh, it's okay. I'm like, where have we ever loving lost our mind? So I'm going to ask you, the viewer listener, please sit there. And if you're agreeing with what I'm saying, you know, you've got to take action. I'll just use the state of North Carolina. Our governor. Yeah, that's right. Governor Cooper. I'm calling you out, buddy. So here you go, Coop. Check it out. I didn't vote for you. Don't really like you. I think your policies are horrible, and I think you've overstepped your bounds during this whole China virus thing like nobody's business. But you sit there and you go, oh, you want to ban assault weapons. Okay. Well, answer me this there, Governor, because he mentioned this the other day. And if you go to, I think it's governor.nc.gov, I think it is. Don't quote me on the website, but it'll give you a link where you can actually shoot him a message. So you can shoot a message, right, for all my fellow North Carolinians and go, hey, Coop, you're so hell-bent on your gun control stuff that you didn't even want to change Jim Crow laws. You bit off your nose despite your face for Jim Crow. That's right. So the North Carolina legislation opted to remove some Jim Crow laws off the books. And here we go, our Democratic governor says, oh, no. I veto that. I want to keep Jim Crow in place. And I'm just like, you want to talk about what's our problems? There's a prime example. And I tell you this, if you're a North Carolinian and you sit there and vote for Coop, I'm sorry, man. No way. You know, at this day and age, and again, I'm not trying to make this a political statement, but I'm just trying to enlighten you with information, right? These are my thoughts, my views. But here we got a governor. And we all know we've got a country that's at very high racial tension. Yet you've got a chance to make a public statement to go, you know what? Here in the great state of North Carolina, we're going to remove some of these Jim Crow laws. And what's he do? He vetoes it. Interesting. But everything, it goes right back to this whole more gun laws, more gun legislation, more gun restriction. What's that going to get us? The answer is, ladies and gentlemen, nowhere. It's going to get us absolutely nowhere. And you can look at prior history, right? We don't want to look at our history. We've tried this before. Old Clinton, he tried to do the assault weapons ban. Where'd that get us? Nowhere. Absolute 10 years. And thank God they put the sunset clause in there. 10 years of dealing with that rubbish. And it changed absolutely nothing. So what more laws are we going to put on the books? And if you want any example, I think it's the Chicago Times, if Mark remembers or recollects me correctly, but the Chicago Times posts in their crime report number of people killed every day. Go take a look. Staggering. Hey, there's no way it's possible. Because of they are probably the most restricted city going. Then you got DAs like out in California that don't even want to put gun charges against people. So what are more laws going to do on the books? It's not. Here's the thing, guys. Tell all these politicians, whether you're actors, whether you're whoever, right? I don't want to see gun violence any more than anybody else. However, let's address the very essence of this problem. The very essence is this. We, as Americans, have veered so far off course that we are so confused. What's up? What's down? What's right? What's wrong? And it's all been self-imposed because everyone's a winner. No, you got winners and losers, right? Let's get back to the days of holding people accountable for their actions. And that's the problem. There is no accountability. I've got firearms all over my house. loaded, ready to go. You know how many people they've killed? Not a soul. Because you need that individual to manipulate that firearm to make it do something. So I just tell you this. If you're in a state or you hear legislation or whatever speaking of more restrictions on your rights that, oh, by the way, shall not be infringed, sit there and go, what's it doing? I have yet to see anyone hurt anyone or can really think of anything short of being a completely armed society, which I think we should be. If you fit the criteria to carry a firearm, be carrying. Start removing these restricted areas. I get it. Police station, courthouse. There's some places, yes, I can sit there and go. But you have some states that you can carry in a church. You got some states you can't carry in a church. The school grounds get squirrely. But I mean, what are you going to do? Do you start looking at that? Do you give a person the right to carry a firearm that they've gone through the checks? They've gone through if that state has training, whatever the case may be. They've met the blocks to have a concealed carry permit. Why can't you let them carry on school grounds? I don't know. But I would just say this. We need to start having more conversations. How do we stop these things? And again, it's not by the tool. Because the proof's in the pudding. 2017, 229 teens killed by distracted drivers. If it was the tool, would be screaming to ban phones. If it was the tool, would be outlawing cars and say, hey, kids couldn't get their driver's license until they were 21. Where do you draw the line? So if you're going to sit there and try to enact all these rules, all these regulations, then look at it equally across the board. And again, I am not downplaying the tragedy that happened. And I pray for those families because trust me, when you lose an individual loved one, it's a total gut punch. Right? It changes your life forever. And I get that. I do get that. However, we've got to look at how do we change our way of thinking in this country? How do we get our Christian values back in this country? How do we get the family nucleus back in this country? How do we make people accountable for their actions in this country? That's really the true question. So to me, quit being a bunch of hypocrites. If you're going to address a problem, address the entire problem. And let's make change to make this country better. 1% every single day. That's the way we should be going. Not negative 5% every single day is in essence what we're seeing. So with that, guys, I just tell you, make sure you keep an eye on your legislators. See what they're doing. Solicit them. Send them the information. Tell them how you feel. And make change in this country. 2022 is coming up. The reckoning is going to happen. We've got to get our country back in all aspects. We've got to get security back in this country, whether it's in the schools for our kids, whether it's in the southern border, whether it's just us being out in the cities. And the only way we do that is we stop this silly violence by holding people accountable. With that, guys, I will tell you this. That's your words of wisdom for this episode. But God bless you. God bless your families. God bless our troops. And God bless the United States of America.